Friday Night Alive is back. This Friday night at the Floyd Eby Youth and Family Center in Coldwater. Dave Anderson in the studio with us as obviously you guys kind of plan for this through the summer, get ready for the fall when the kids get back into school. And this is always a fun time, not only for the kids, but I think for the people involved with it, from the counselors and the everybody's down there, chaperones, isn't it?
Well, certainly. Last week we had our leader dinner. And we get together after the summer and everybody's been busy. They're getting back to regular schedules for the rest of the year and talking about what's coming down the pike with the kids and for the kids, what we're going to offer youth in our facility this year, upcoming events like the Halloween parade, and just kind of a informational meeting. Safety issues, we talk about making sure that we know how to keep kids safe when they're in our building. Mm-hmm. Go over the rules a little bit, and then I just can't believe it's like the 17th year we're starting Friday Night Alive in Coldwater.
Yeah, well, although actually for you, it started back a little further than that when you're in, Cadillac, right?
Well, Cadillac, we just, our youth ministry that we were teaching Sunday school at, five boys that were high school age, were trying to say no to the party scene. And you know, this would have been like in the early 80s, 84, 85. And they said, boy, could we just come over and watch movies or something with you? So we got in the habit of doing that. And then we come home one night. They knew where our house key was. Yeah. And we come home to about 40 kids in our living room. And we thought, I went to my pastor and I said, we got to do something different. Could we start using the fellowship hall? And he said, sure, bring them down. So my wife and I started then baking cookies on Friday nights with kids and hanging out and talking. And it just grew over the years.
Well, it's grown here. And what's kind of the format? I mean, folks who maybe their kids have never been involved, what happens on a Friday night?
It's I always call it the programs, the lack of program. You know, kids want to hang out, shoot pool, blow off steam, have some fun. But it's adult-led, but kind of student-driven, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
They're able to come in and have their own groups, but also the adults are in the background making sure that, you know, things are on the level and going all right. We have a snack bar for the kids, and they go through food like crazy.
And
everything's free now. We'll do hot dogs and popcorn and regular fare. But then Sherry started cooking at home, like a great big crock pot or a great big roaster full of like beef and noodles or, you know, chili or, you know, things like that. And they scarf it. I mean, it's just gone by the end of the night, usually. Yeah. About 20 dozen chocolate chip cookies. She starts baking on Friday mornings, and they're pretty fresh. They're real fresh when the kids come in on Friday nights. The game, the pool tables, the air hockey table, the Xbox, Wii Station, everything's free. And we just kind of keep an eye on them. Make sure it's not getting too crazy. And then we try to do a short devotional time with the kids to talk about topical events that'll happen, deaths in the youth community, drunk driving, or, you know, accidents that happen, trying to keep kids on the up and up as far as, you know, when you're out in your social life, you know, be careful of the choices you make kind of topics. And we just have a good time relating that with spiritual issues as well. How to be a Christian and go to high school, kind of, or middle school. Just 15-minute little short talk times, and get to know a lot of kids. We've met hundreds of kids over the years doing this, and it's
so
exciting.
So what age groups are we talking about, or what's kind of the time frames on those?
Middle school will be considered 6th, 7th, 8th, and that's 6:30 to 8:30. And then we dismiss them promptly at 8:30, and then senior high start coming in, and they're 8:30 to 10:30.
And what's kind of the arrangement for kids to come in, parents to drop them off? How do you do that?
And we sign them in. The parking lot, they'd come in between the Tibbetts and the post office, that little no man's land parking area between all those three things. They come in the east doors of the gym. We check them in. We're going to try our best to go to student IDs. I get a lot of kids or people that say they're kids, and they're like 19, 20. They haven't been in school for a couple of years, and we're going to try and filter that out a lot better this year. I want young people to be ready. Don't lose your lunch cards.
Yeah.
Keep your student ID on you, because you might not get in. Mm. especially if you know, the guy's got more facial hair than I got, we're going to chat at the door, you know. Yes. So we try to keep that filtered. I try to stay 6th through 12th with the age-specific times, and it just, it makes for a better evening for the kids and for the adults.
Well, and it makes parents, I think, feel a little better about it, too.
I hope so. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in our world today, and you got to know that your kids are safe. And we do our best at it, but there's just so many kids. There's so many kids that need a place to go and to be safe and have a meal. Sometimes the last hot meal they have is lunchtime at school, mm-hmm. and then it's cereal and potato chips all weekend. So that last Friday night's kind of like the last supper until you get to Monday.
Yeah. Okay. So again, kicks off this Friday night.
Yes.
At the EB Youth and Family Center, right?
Correct.
At the corner of Clay and Chicago Streets. We would know it as the old Armory building. Other folks, you know, the young kids don't know it. They just know
they don't know what an armory is, yeah. Ken.
They just know what the EB Center
is. That's correct.
All right. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
And to you and the volunteers.
Thank you.
It's a great ministry in our community. So, Dave Anderson from the EB Youth and Family Center with us this morning.